可可网友们大家好，欢迎做客影音时尚口语。电影《蓝莓之夜》承继王家卫一贯的电影风格，表达现代人内心的焦虑和苦闷，并特别关注其中的爱情质量和关系。影片中诗意而现代的人物和人物关系，美丽而隽永的音像格调，都是王家卫的标签。钥匙一直都是很有象征意义的物件，总会让人想到归属或者家，所以每一串钥匙背后似乎都有一段和情感有关的故事。一起来听下面的一段。
Will you tell me the stories behind those other keys?
What for?
I just wondered how they all ended up here.
Pick one. Those belonged to a young couple a few years ago. They were naive enough to believe that they were going to spend the rest of their lives together.
What happened?
Life happened. Things happened, your time happened. It's pretty much always the case, more or less.
Maybe one of them ran off with someone else.
Maybe the feelings just went away.
What about these?
Those belonged to a little old lady. Her best friend would pick them up.Come to visit her. She dropped them off and I never saw her again. She was pretty old. I presume she passed away or something. Anyway.
What about these?
These keys used to belong to a young lad from Manchester, England, who made plans and had dreams of running every marathon in this country, starting in New York. He was going to write a journal.About his experiences and ended up running a cafe. Later, they were given to a Russian girl who loved collecting keys, watching sunsets. Fortunately, she loved the sunsets more than the keys and ended up disappearing into one.
Why didn't you go looking for her?
When I was little, my mum used to take me to the park on the weekends. She said if ever I got lost, I had to stay in one place so she'd find me.
Does that work?
Not really. She got lost once looking for me.
电影里流淌着一切随缘的情绪，没有什么是确定的，是不变的，因为 life happened, things happened, and time happened.这里 life happened 可以翻译为生活就是这个样子，也可以理解为人生变迁是常态。那么 things happened, time happened, 也就是什么事情都可能会发生，时间一直在变化。我们可以将这三个 happened 翻译为人生变迁、世事变迁、光阴变迁。就如同店主 Jeremy 一样，最初是个打算跑遍美国写游记的青年，可是到最后 ended up running a cafe。在对话的后面还出现了 ended up disappearing， 这里都用到了 end up doing 结构，它表示以什么什么告终。再比如这个例子。You could end up running this company if you play your cards right. 你要是处理得当，到头来这个公司能归你掌管。这个短语后面也可以接形容词或介词短语，例如 end up dead, 死于非命 ,end up in prison, 最终锒铛入狱。电影中 Liz 和 Jeremy两个人就在类似这样的交谈当中逐渐了解了对方，直至产生好感。只是他们每个人都还有一把钥匙留在柜台的大罐子里，就像他们 无法解开的心结一样。于是想要彻底改变的 Liz 选择离开，开始了一次不知何时才会结束的旅程。下期让我们继续蓝莓之夜，和 Liz 一起看百态人生。